Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Cindy Shupak and Charlie Pierce each has 3 points. Paula Poundstone has 2.
All right, Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. An international team of investigators worked this week to determine what caused a blank airline's jet to disappear mid-flight.
Malaysian.
Yes. On Tuesday morning, Senator Dianne Feinstein accused the blank of searching Intelligence Committee computers.
NSA?
No, the CIA. After 5 rockets hit residential neighborhoods Wednesday evening, Israel's Air Force attacked 29 sites in blank.
Gaza.
Right. After issuing a recall of 1.6 million vehicles, automaker blank admitted it knew about the ignition switch problem in 2001.
Oh, I have no idea. General Motors.
Right. Police in Grand Rapids, Michigan still haven't caught 2 thieves who stole a couch last week, even though they blanked a week later.
They stole a couch last week, even though they came back and stole a love seat a week later.
No, they came back for the couch's cushions. With a record-breaking time on Tuesday, Dallas Seavey and his dogs won this year's blank.
I did a run.
Yes, a British newspaper was forced to issue a correction after it printed dire warnings about the imminent blank.
Armageddon.
No, about the imminent human-goat war.
Oh, yes, yes.
Originally, this quote in the paper was attributed to a respected scientist, quote, "I have become increasingly convinced that we are heading for a disastrous confrontation and that the 21st century will be remembered for a terrible war between mankind and goats." But in fact, that was a comment that came from a reader, one whom years from now we will remember as the only one who knew the truth. Carl, how did Paula do on our quiz?
4 correct answers, 8 more points, 10 points now for Paula, and she has the lead.
All right.
It's a very bad round.
You flipped a coin. Cindy has elected to go second. Here you go, fill in the blank. A gas leak is thought to be what caused a building to explode in blank on Wednesday.
In Manhattan.
Yes. German Chancellor Angela Merkel issued a warning to Russia this week over its actions in blank.
Crimea.
Yes, good enough. Crimea, Ukraine. Yeah. Wednesday marked the 25th anniversary of the invention of the blank.
The internet.
Right. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg called President Obama on Wednesday to express his frustration with the blank's spying tactics.
The CIA's?
No, the NSA.
Oh, Paula. I was cheating off Paula's paper.
Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Francisco Rodriguez will not make his Cactus League debut this week because he blanked.
Forgot.
He stepped on a cactus. Champion Arthur Chu's winning streak on the game show Blank ended this week when he risked it all on an incorrect answer.
Jeopardy?
Yes. A terrified family in Portland, Oregon called 911 after they were held hostage in a bedroom with their baby and dog by Blank.
A goat?
No. They were held hostage
by a 22-pound cat.
Right. Not only that, it was their own 22-pound cat.
Well.
Lux the cat had always had a bad attitude, but the family had never feared for their lives until Lux, quote, went over the edge last Sunday, charging at them repeatedly with a murderous expression on her adorable cat face. What's so awesome is in the release transcript, it's like, caller, he's at the door. Dispatcher, are you hurt? Cat. Carl, how did
Just
Cindy...
Just like the babysitter with the phone call.
I know.
He's in the house.
Carl, how did Cindy do in our quiz?
Cindy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 11 points, and Cindy has taken the lead.
All right. Carl, how many does Charlie need to win?
4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
All right, Charlie. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. North Korean media reported this week that with 100% voter turnout, every single person in North Korea voted to keep blank as president.
Kim Jong-un.
Right. Police in Austin, Texas arrested a drunk driver who drove into a crowd of people at the blank festival.
South by Southwest.
Right. This week, President Obama announced his plan to expand blank pay for millions of workers.
Overtime pay.
Right. On Wednesday, Jan Brewer announced that she will not seek a third term as governor of blank.
Arizona.
Right. After losing a poker bet, a New Zealand man was forced to legally change his name to blank.
Sydney, Australia.
No, his name is now legally Full Metal Havoc, more sexy and intelligent than Spock and all the superheroes combined with Frost Nova.
I would have gotten everything but Frost Nova.
I know, that's a tricky one.
I'm thinking of an 18th cat.
Yeah. And then, of course, his last name, Cohen. A video posted online this week showed pop singer Blank angrily storming out of a deposition.
Justin Bieber.
Right. On Thursday, Amazon announced it was increasing the price of a Blank membership to $99.
Premium.
Right. Or Prime. Good enough. A man who went after the $20 bill he accidentally dropped into a storm drain probably had second thoughts after he blanked.
Disappeared and was never seen again.
Disappeared and was found 2 days later.
Oh, oh. Come on!
Well, how would we know about his second thoughts or why he had gone down
there? The second
there?
Thoughts are assumed.
Yeah. He thought he'd climb into the drain, grab the 20, head home, but he took a wrong turn, spent 2 days lost in the underground maze of drains and tunnels without ever finding his $20. $20 seems like not enough incentive to us to spend 2 days underground. So before you go out walking, ask yourself, what is my chasing it down the sewer threshold?
Wow. Huh. Yeah. No, I would have gone for 20.
And he had the 20 when he came back?
No, he never found it.
Never found it. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, that's not right.
Isn't that sad?
I mean, you gotta come up with something.
Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
He needed 4 to tie, but Charlie had 6 correct answers. So with 15 points, Charlie Pierce
there it is
this week's champion.
Well done.